From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. New York authorities said Monday they're seeking a 28-year-old man in a bombing in the city that injured 29 people. Police and the FBI released a photo of Ahmed Khan Rahami, a naturalized U.S. citizen of Afghan origin, saying he was wanted for questioning in the explosion Saturday night in the Chelsea neighborhood. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said in U.S. television interviews that the bombing is leaning more in the direction that is a specific act of terror. A second bomb was uncovered by police four blocks away from the original one and defused safely before being sent to the FBI in Virginia for forensic examination. Both bombs were pressure cookers filled with shrapnel and made with flip phones. The UN Emergency Relief Coordinator says he's pained and disappointed that the convoys have not yet been allowed into the Syrian city of Aleppo. Humanitarian deliveries there were one prong of a ceasefire deal reached between the U.S. and Russia. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
There was no official declaration of its fate by early Monday. But with deadly airstrikes on rebel positions in Aleppo Sunday and one by the U.S.-led coalition Saturday that killed dozens of Syrian soldiers, the pact appeared to be unraveling. U.N. Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Stephen O'Brien reiterated the world body's demands that it be allowed unimpeded access to deliver supplies and evacuate those in need of critical medical attention. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry on Sunday blamed Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government for blocking aid deliveries and said Russia must do more to put pressure on him. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News.